his hands. The snare of the Father will never capture you, and famine will bring you no fear. Under his wings your refuge, his faithfulness your shield, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. You need not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Though thousands fall about you, near you it shall not come, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. He will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne. Your word tells us we can come before the throne of God to obtain mercy, to find grace, to help in times of need. And we come, Lord, today. We come as the words of Isaiah said that we just sang, that Lord, you raise us up on wings like eagles. You give us strength. When we are weak, you are strong in us and through us. And so on this day, a difficult day, Lord, we look to you for strength and comfort. On a day as well as we celebrate two beautiful lives, we rejoice in the promises of your word that speak to us of eternal life again and again. And we are so thankful that that comes to us through Christ alone. So we thank you, Father, for filling this sanctuary with your presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, as you move among us and touch our lives and our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. And I want to welcome all of you this morning. Thank you so much for coming, as we are here to celebrate two very incredible lives, two individuals that have touched us all in very different ways, Terry Seiler and Christopher Wilds. To the family, Fred, the kids, Chad, Lacey, Ryan, Melissa, April, Scott, to the grandchildren, to Terry's siblings and families that are all present here, we are here because we love you. We want to be with you, support you through a very difficult time. And we are here in small communities, as we love so much. We grieve together, We rejoice together. So that's how we support each other. Maybe you've done the math on this day, maybe you haven't, but today would have been Terry's 60th birthday. The family was working on a celebration, a wonderful celebration for this occasion. We never could have imagined nor known that this was what this day would bring. But we want to celebrate Terry's life and Chris's life together. James 4:13 says this, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, we do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is our life? We are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." I want to say just a brief comment about the beautiful display here. The shorter red candles, some of you came up, maybe not all. The shorter red candles represent Terry's children. The tall white candles throughout represent her grandchildren. It's a beautiful display. I'd like to read the obituaries at this time, starting with Terry's. Terry Lynn Seiler was born to Edsel and Marilyn Peterson on June 1st of 1961 in Vyburg, South Dakota. She grew up on a farm near Parker and graduated from Parker High School in 1979. She moved to Menno with her children and started a career in customer service. Terry became a diary for so many in the community. We all know a diary keeps our secrets, don't we? I like that phrase. She was known for her infectious laughter, her glowing smile, and electric personality. Terry was unconditionally positive in all aspects of life. She had a very special way with people and was loved by so many. Amongst those captivated by Terry Lynn was Fred Seiler. Their bond was undeniable, and they shared many years of love and laughter before they were married on June 27, 2009. Terry enjoyed riding motorcycles, kayaking, gardening, and collecting angels. Most of all, Terry loved time with her family. Her children and grandchildren were the light of her life, and she never hesitated to show it. Terry was a member here at Salem Reformed Church. Those blessed to share her life are her husband, Fred Seiler, her children, Chad and his wife, Dandy Wilds, of Huron, South Dakota, Lacey. Did I say Chad and his, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Chad and his wife. I had it, okay. Lacey and her husband, Caleb Borman of Rock Rapids, Iowa. Ryan Hora of Sioux Falls. Melissa and April Seiler of Olivet. And Scott and his wife, Jess Seiler of Satellite Beach, Florida. By her grandchildren, Akira, Harley, Dante, Ava, Jackson, Zachary, Tyus, Isaac, Mela, Caleb, and AJ. By her brothers, Dale, Gary, Scott, Alan. Her sisters, Colleen, Peg, and Jody, along with many more relatives. Terry was preceded in death by her parents and eldest son, Christopher Wilds. Terry was the most selfless and loving person and will be missed by the masses. Christopher Lee Wilds, age 39, was born on August 2, 1981, to Terry Peterson Seiler and Donnie Wilds Jr. in Vyburg, South Dakota. He attended Menno Public School until his junior year and later completed his GED. Chris fell in love with the open road and achieved his CDL to drive with his uncle Russ. Trucking ultimately became the love of his life. He enjoyed many years taking in the countryside while driving for L&S Trucking, as well as cruising the local roads. Chris was an avid movie buff, a music enthusiast, and enjoyed MacGyvering all his personal items to suit him best. Now, I asked the family about an example of that I'm going to share. They said, of course, MacGyver fixed things, old things, with minimal expense involved to meet his needs. And Chris had a salt and pepper shaker, and he wanted less salt and more pepper. So for the salt shaker, he cut off little wooden toothpicks the right size and plugged some of those holes. For the pepper shaker, he drilled more holes in. And that is MacGyvering. Those blessed to share his life are his brother, Chad, and his wife, Dandy Wilds of Huron, South Dakota, his sister, Lacey, and her husband, Caleb Borman of Rock Rapids, Iowa, his brother, Ryan Hora of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, his step-siblings, Melissa and April Seiler of Olivet, and Scott and his wife, Jess Seiler of Satellite Beach, Florida, along with many nieces and nephews. Christopher was preceded in death by his grandparents, Edsel and Marilyn Peterson. May God bless their memories in our hearts and lives always. I have some scripture readings today, very uniquely chosen, that I want to share about the how of that before I read three of them, and then I'll read another one after a special music. Lacey was with her mom in Freeman at the laundromat just the week Friday, I'll say it this way, Friday, May 21st, just 1 week before Terry's passing, washing some clothes, some of Chris's items, I believe. Terry said to Lacey, "Look at that on the window." It was on the window beside the laundromat. Terry said, "It must be a sign. You better take a picture." And so she did, with her mother in the background. And on that window were these scripture verses that we are using today for this service. And it is the message of the gospel. John 3:16 is one of them. We know it well. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The second was John 14, verse 6. I'll read just verses 5 and 6. This is the account of Christ on the night before the cross with his disciples. He was preparing them for his departure, which he knew was going to be very difficult, and was. He told them he's going to prepare a place for them, a mansion. And Thomas, at the end of that, verse 5, says to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And the rest of the verse that's not up here is this: "No one comes to the Father except through me." The third verse on that window was Psalm 46:10. I'm going to read verse 1 and verse 10 of that chapter. Verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." At this time, we'll have a special music that will be played over the sound system. It's called "Jealous of the Angels." Hopefully the technology works as it's supposed to. We always try these things ahead of time, and we did, and it worked just fine. We are on Terry time. That's right. Thank you.
Didn't know today would be our last, or that I'd have to say goodbye to you so fast. I'm so numb I can't feel anymore. I'm praying you'd just walk back through that door and tell me that I was only dreaming. You're not really gone as long as I believe. There will be another angel around the throne tonight. Your love lives on inside of me, and I will hold on tight. It's not my place to question, only God knows why. I'm just jealous of the angels around the throne tonight. Always made my troubles feel so small, and you were always there to catch me when I'd fall. In a world where heroes come and go, well, God just took the only one I know. So I'll hold you as close as I can, longing for the day when I see your face again. But until then, God must need another angel around the throne tonight. Your love lives on inside, and I will hold on tight. It's not my place to question, only God knows why. I'm just jealous of the angels around the throne tonight, singing hallelujah.
The fourth passage that was written on that window is found in James chapter 1. I'll begin reading in verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Jumping down to verse 12, it says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. We have one more special. This is called Angels Among Us, via the cell phone as well. I think the family said if you wanted to sing along on the chorus, you sure can.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. Then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, but he was standing there. But I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, phone call from a friend just to say I understand. Now ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, grace us with their mercies in our time of need. Whoa, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
You may be seated, please. Let's bow our heads once more. Father, we thank you for these verses of Scripture that you speak to all of us, the family, the friends, to all gathered here, with comfort and strength and direction from you, from your word, the living word of God. And I ask for you to speak through me by your Spirit to those gathered here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful song, certainly a beautiful chorus. It's so amazing how God works through people on this earth to touch our lives in so many ways, as all of you have done through this last year, especially reaching out to the family, but far beyond that, that's what we do. This passage from James, these first verses, To me, it speaks of how Terry lived her life so very well. Verse 1, consider it pure joy, my brothers, sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Another translation says it this way, dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. I like that. Let it be an opportunity for joy. When? Whenever. The answer is whenever trials and troubles come. They come to all of us in very ways. We just don't know when or how or in what form. Often it is in physical trials in our lives, whether cancer, whether diabetes, whether heart disease, and on we could go. And why? Why do these things come? I always say because we live in what we call a fallen world, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve when they sinned, and sin and death entered in to our world. Sickness and disease entered in to our world, all the works of the flesh. So living out these verses in James 1, especially in difficult times, trials and troubles, is not easy by any means. Only with the help of God and His Word and His Spirit can we do it. Terry, in my observation, she lived them out in an amazing way. An amazing way, not just in the last year, certainly in the last year, but through lots of challenges over the years. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. The one sentence in the obituary says it so well. Terry was unconditionally positive in all aspects of life. And she was. Once that cancer diagnosis came, which was sort of end of July, beginning of August of last year, 2020, I talked to Fred again here, and he said, you know, yeah, it took a few days for us to wrap our heads around this one, as it would any of us, as it did all of us. But once they got that, their head wrapped around it, so to speak, as we use that phrase, it was full speed ahead. Wasn't it? Full speed ahead, yes. Prayer, much prayer by many of you, myself included, on the front porch, in the house, here at church, many times, many places. We look to Him because He is our refuge and our strength, as we read in Psalm 46, a very present help in times of trouble. And from that day until her last breath on Friday, it was very difficult to find her with a down attitude. It was always doing great, thanks for the prayers. Notes would come, I bet, monthly to the congregation here at church. Thanks for your prayers. As far as on the chemo side, things were going well. Well, the tumor in the brain, gone. The tumor behind the eye, gone. vision restored. Yes, tumors are in the colon area, shrinking as the goal was. Praise the Lord. All was going well. We don't know what our last breath will be. We do not know. As far as Chris, I did not know him that well as all of you did, but when I spoke with family and they said, and you probably all know, Chris was a great big teddy bear and never had hate in his heart for anyone. Facing the diabetes that he faced, a serious challenge, without a doubt. I did go see him one time in the hospital after a surgery that he had and was able to pray with him there, and he was appreciative of it. I'm sure driving that semi around the nation with Russ, Deb must have been involved in that too, I'm assuming. Had to be challenges. I'm always amazed by those guys and gals that go in the giant cities of our nation with just such ease in those semis. It's amazing. When do we count it pure joy when we face trials and troubles? Whenever. They're going to come. That is part of life on this earth. We don't have to ask for them. They come. How are we supposed to count it all joy? The next verse says, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Another translation says endurance. It builds that in us. During times of trouble and testing is especially all the more when we draw near to God. And He draws near to us. And clearly over this last year, Fred Terry drew ever closer to the Lord. It's sad to see in times of tragedy, sometimes I've seen it over the years where people push God away. It's your fault, God. It's your fault. No, He's here for us. He's here to help us through these times. I looked back in my notes, my diary is on my big desk calendar. And I have all the dates written down of things. And I looked it back up, and it was January 14th, which was a Thursday afternoon. Fred was able to come to church pretty much all the way through. Terry had to be so careful, of course, with the pandemic and all that. There were times she did sneak in anyway. Praise the Lord. There was a time through there where she wasn't able to come, but so wanted to be here. I said to him, you know what? Let's just find an afternoon when nobody's here except you two, Fred and Terry, my wife Ann, and myself, and we're going to pray. We'll have communion together. And that day was January 14th of this year, sitting right here on this front row, where you're sitting, Fred and Terry, Ann and I right on the other side. We took some time at the piano and just worshiped the Lord, as they both loved to do. We read scripture. We just talked. We had communion together. It was a precious time that I will never forget. See, he says that we know, because we know the testing of our faith develops patience. We don't like it. It's not fun by any means. If we think in a natural sense, how do our muscles grow and develop? They've got to be by resistance, right? People lift weights to develop their muscles. So our faith, if we don't go through trials, struggles, how's it going to grow? God uses those things. And so, because we know this, tying into Psalm 46:10, the verse on the window, be still and know that I am God. He's the one in control. We aren't. And we have to rest in that. We can know where our loved ones are after they leave this earth in Christ. We can know that. Be still and know that I am God. So when do we count it all joy? Whenever. How? Because we know he's God, we're not. Third, why? The fourth verse answers, because perseverance has to finish its work in our lives so that we can be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And the fullness of that, in this case, happened just recently when we enter heaven. Yeah, we are complete in him, free from the struggles and pains of whatever life brings to us. Verse 12 of that passage, God blesses the people who patiently endure testing. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. That's in heaven, that crown. It's beautiful to think about. Were these verses a sign from the Lord? I believe they were. Right there, a week before Terry's passing. She was so full of life. To the very end, to the last minutes of conversations with one of the children just at 11:11 that morning on Friday. Bye, I love you, I'll talk to you after. She was going to Freeman to get the pump removed, the chemo pump. Wednesday was chemo, come home with a pump. It goes in Thursday, Friday, noon, you go to Freeman, have it removed. Fred and Terry were on their way there. She was talking, they were talking just as always. And that fast, it was over. Hard, yeah. For her, heaven is better by far. God's word tells us that. So these verses, John 3:16, the message for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Why did he have to give his Son? It's because of sin back to the Garden of Eden. God told Adam and Eve they were created perfect in that garden. And he put them in there and they had perfect fellowship together with him as their creator. No sin, nothing wrong. And God said to them, you're free, Adam and Eve. You can eat from any fruit of any tree in this garden, whatever you want, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For if you do eat of it, you will surely die. Did they die that day? They didn't die physically that day, did they? They lived on a long time. But you know how they died that day? They died spiritually that day. What does that mean? It means they were separated all of a sudden from the fellowship they had with God, their creator, that perfect fellowship. They were separated from it. And they had to leave the garden. And so began Cain and Abel, their two boys. First murder happens. Why? Because sin and everyone after that through the ages, we are born in sin. And that is why God had to send his only begotten Son for us, for our salvation, because he was born, Jesus, of the Virgin Mary, born without sin. He had to be perfect. And he is the only one that could go to that cross, hang there in our place, take our sin upon himself, that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ. To all who receive him, to as many who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. And that's the message on that window. Eternal life. Jesus came to rescue us out of the bondage of sin. Terry, as beautiful as she was, she loved people. We all know that. We were all touched incredibly by her joy and, as it says, her electrifying personality. Truly, I can think so many times, having lunch at Vern's or Rooster's or wherever it might have been, and the hugs were freely given, the laughter, the joy, always. Why was she, as it said, or is that phrase, a diary to the community? Because she listened. She cared. She cared about helping people, rescuing people, so to speak. And where'd she get that from? From God, our Father, from Jesus Christ living in her and through her. That's where that came. And so, the last, John 14:6, that verse right here. What's that Jesus said? I am the way, the truth, and the life. A lot of people would like wish that, well, let's take the out of there and put the letter A. I am a way, a truth, a life. A lot of people want to do that, but we can't do that. He's the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. I've said many times, if someone would come by here, the church, and who's not from the area, and say, I'm going to Scotland. I want to go on oil or blacktop at least. Can you tell me how to get there? I'd say, you know what? I can tell you three ways. You can go back to Highway 18 here, go over to 25, down into Scotland, all blacktop. Or you can go just 2.5 miles from the church south, the Colony Road, through the Colony to 25, into Scotland, all blacktop. Or if you want to see that beautiful stone church down several miles, go across the river, blacktop road, all the way to Scotland. Three ways. And I say, if there were three ways to heaven, I would love to tell about all three. But there is one way, and Jesus clearly said it and made that way. So we think about this. We think about it. Every day since Friday, I've thought about that. Even though I wasn't there, the picture in my mind of how that went, and you will never forget it. Nor the day when Chris so unexpectedly passed either. Who would ever have imagined? We do not know, as James said where I started out. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. We think we do, but we don't. And so we don't play around with life on this earth. We have to be ready. Amen. If you would stand with me, please, for a closing prayer. Close of this prayer, I'll go into the Lord's Prayer. We're accustomed to using the word debts and debtors. However you're familiar, you can just put your part in there when that time comes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do worship you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word written on that storefront window. Thank you for Terry telling Lacey to take a picture of it. That's so incredible, Father. You knew what the next Friday was going to bring. You knew it. How could we have known it? We couldn't. But you do, Lord, so help us to live our lives for you. Help us to call out to you as our Lord and our Savior, as who you are. Father, you are the giver of life for Chris, for Terry. The song we sing says, from life's first cry to final breath, you are the one who commands our destiny. And we thank you for that. You're the conqueror of death, Jesus. You said in your word, you are the resurrection and the life. You said, whoever lives and believes in you, though he or she may die physically, yet shall they live. And again, you said, whoever lives and believes in you would never die. And we know it's true. It's just a stepping over into eternity. And so, Father, with faith in your great mercy and your wisdom, we do entrust Terry Seiler and Christopher Wilds to your eternal care. Father, we thank you for your steadfast love to Terry and Chris all the days of their earthly lives. Thank you for all that they were and still are to all of us here today and those who couldn't be here in person. Finally, Lord God, we thank you that for Terry and Chris, death itself is now past, that they have entered heaven to spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you'll please receive the benediction. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good, that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in God's sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We'll sing our closing hymn here in just a moment, which the words will be on the screen. It's called I'll Fly Away. Before we sing, the committal service internment, as we call it, will be at a later date. The family would like to invite all of you to the fire hall for a lunch, time of fellowship following the service here this morning. You're more than welcome to come. They'll also be out front here if you want to greet them on your way by. Thank you. God bless you, and our prayers are with all of you. I'll fly away. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away.